welcome to the Happy Hormones Coach podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Self, where we chat all about real life experiences with real women as guest experts and real life solutions to common and not so common struggles that all of us women have, all while keeping it simple. In this podcast, we will be chatting all about hormones and how it relates to everything in women's health. Mind, body, soul, fitness, nutrition, relationships, sexual health, and our overall well-being. This really is for the everyday woman, for informing, for community, for inspiration, for uplifting and encouraging messages in all of life's circumstances, from A to Z. This is real, raw, and unapologetic talk about what once was taboo and is sensitive to talk about, but I'm going there. And I hope you find yourself and solutions in this journey with me, where my motto is happy mind, happy body, happy hormones, happy life, and to simply be happy. If you like what you hear and want to work with me, go to thehappyhormonescoach.com and send me a message. Now, let's dive into it. Sit back, relax, grab some tea or coffee, and listen in with me. Pretty, scared, anxious, successful, radiant. Well, what do you see when you look in the mirror? And why? Is it truth, or is it other people's beliefs about you instilled as a child or even now as an adult? Hey, welcome back to the Happy Hormones Coach podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Self. We are back with another bonus life coaching episode, and today we are talking about being perfectly imperfect in our skin. Now to finish off what I was saying earlier, I used to be uncomfortable with looking in the mirror, you know, facing myself, looking at myself. I even went as far as throughout my school ages, I got ready in the dark. I mean, literally, I used to do my hair, makeup, brush my teeth, everything in the dark. I hated looking at myself. After journaling, reflecting, and many years, I only started to face myself and figure out who I truly am and be comfortable within my own skin. I must admit, I've been in stuck mode the last couple of days, and for good reason, but not very productive. And that's not where I want to be. You know, mentally, physically, I don't want to be in that headspace, and as well as I'm sure you all don't want to be in that headspace either if you already are. You know, the days that I'm talking about, just don't want to do anything, not productive. But for me, I almost reverted back to anxiety, and when I had a bad anxiety, I always turned to emotional eating. Almost. I didn't. I felt the feelings, still processing, but in a more healthier, healing way, and today being very productive and back on track. Now, this transformation didn't work overnight. It's been definitely years of learning, processing, relearning, and doing the same thing. Through it all, still the freedom of choosing to feel or not to feel and how it looks like to me is invaluable. And I'm here to say you can too. What helped me, and what advice I'm giving you, is journal. Pray, meditate, reflect, feel the feels, process it, release it, and let it go. However that looks for you. And I'm going to say it again, because these are the steps that is really going to heal you mentally and eventually even physically. That's going to really help. So feel the feels, process it, release it, or let it go. Again, however that looks for you. It does help. I promise you, it really does help. Then practice looking in the mirror and saying, I love you, or whatever else you need to say that is in a positive, whatever else you need to say until it's true for you. You know, just make sure it's something uplifting, encouraging, something. Tell yourself you love you. Tell yourself you care about you, whatever that is. And no matter what things look like on the outside, we can change what it looks like on the inside. We have that. We have that choice. We can choose to be comfortable being imperfect and embrace those imperfections that makes us unique and special. Or we can choose to be stuck in stuck mode and listen to the identity that everyone else is putting on except yourself. It makes us confused and it gives us internal unrest and anxiety and so on. So I'm encouraging you today to take that one small step and pick one part of you that you aren't happy with and choose to love it. Choose to embrace it, remembering it's what makes you who you are, your unique self. And lastly, remember, every hinge, no matter how small, swings huge doors. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Each week, I love to bring you new episodes that I refer to as bonus life coaching for you to get inspiration and encouragement on in bite-sized real life issues and struggles that we as women all face. Until next time, see you on our regularly scheduled episodes every Wednesday. Hey, hey, before you leave, I wanted to remind you of the 90-day program I have for you to get back to basics and experience what a normal period should feel like. It's called Simply Feeling Good Period because it doesn't have to be complicated, but does require working together to help get you there. If interested, go to thehappyhormonescoach.com or WhatsApp me or even text me at 541-647-2929. I look forward to hearing from you. Hey, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I loved making it. Remember to subscribe. Oh, and sharing is caring. So if you know that woman who could benefit from this, please share and leave a review. It would mean the world to me to get this message out and start changing women's lives like never before. Interested in how you can work with me directly? Go to thehappyhormonescoach.com and send me a message. I can't wait to hear from you. As always, be simply happy and have a happy mind, happy body, happy hormones, and happy life.